Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius, and thanks to Pickler Universe here in Carrollton for having us out. You can come play pickleball. Really filled up since we started broadcasting. I think we put the bat signal out there, and they were like,
yeah.
Oh, sweet, they're back. We're having a great time hanging out with the Tolos here at the break. It is time now for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate that, sir.
You got it.
Hey, Hankins.
I was waiting for that. Okay, hey.
And brought us.
Yeah, and brought us. All right. We talked about the official for this weekend's game. It's going to be Clay Martin. I'm going to go into that first, if I could. This will be his third game. He has refereed two previous games. The things you need to worry about with Clay Martin, and as Wolchek told you, Clay Martin is, Dallas is 5-0. In games,
yeah, it's awesome
that he is officiated in. So,
a big Cowboy fan,
I guess. But that is a good sign after last week. By the way, believe it or not, there's a referee that is actually ahead of Bill Vinovich.
No way.
For the most calls,
impossible, sir.
Yeah, how about that? Bill Vinovich is second in calls. Made after that last week's game where he had all those calls.
He had to have. Was that some sort of record? I mean, we saw 30, like, five flags get thrown.
I think the only game that I've seen more was that Thanksgiving.
With the Raiders?
Yes.
That was disgusting.
That was Hockley.
That was
Sean Hockley.
He's such a look at me ref.
Is he still doing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw him out there the other night.
Oh, no. Not Sean.
He still doesn't have biceps anywhere close to his pops.
No.
I appreciate him not letting stuff go, though.
We should bring pops back.
I do feel like some refs are under a mandate to not over-officiate it. If you got a guy like out there, what was his name? Hudson?
Yeah, Hudson.
Hudson? Yeah, the left tackle.
Oh,
tackle.
Yes, yeah.
Ring him up.
Jordan Hudson the second.
You know, it's a tough spot to be because we had a story a couple of years ago where the NFL's like, no, we don't need any more than three flags a quarter. Let's keep it down.
Yeah.
So I think you're wondering, how's Micah Parsons going an entire season only getting two holding calls? It's that kind of nonsense.
Yeah. Now he's getting calls in Green Bay.
And I think some of these refs are like, I'm sick of it. I'm not letting this stuff go. And he put his foot down there. We'll probably get a memo here in a couple of weeks that Bill Vinovich is moving on from.
Bill, I made the comment, Bill used to let you play. I don't know
what happened.
I can't say that anymore. But Clay Martin, let me just tell you about Clay Martin a little bit. His
it does mess up the TV broadcast.
It does mess it up.
It makes
a
it
lot.
Miserable. Even if you win, you're like, what the hell's going on here? I can't trust my eyes or telling me I'm waiting for the flag. And somebody just threw a green crank on the field. You see, CBS thought it was a flag when that flew onto the screen. They put up the flag.
They put up
the flag graphic.
It's like, nope, just a fake dong.
Just fake. I got ball sacks. Literally. Okay, here we go. Clay Martin. Offensive holding is where we're looking at right now. Now, here's something that's interesting for his offensive holding. He's got seven of these offensive holding calls as a crew. Six against the home. One against the aways.
There we go. So
you feel like maybe you're going to maybe get some offensive holding calls
for
the pass rush that's sometimes not existent?
I don't think there's a good enough pass rusher on either team to garner a holding call. I would just say that to start the game.
Braxton
hey, ref,
Jones.
Just understand that none of these edge rushers on either team are good enough. So, I mean, maybe Osa could get him one. That'd be all I'd be looking for.
It's a good point. Yeah, they turn into a puddle of ooze at the tackle's feet way too often.
Hey, when you guys watch the games, especially on the Cowboys, they're talking about holdings on the edge, the Cowboys defense, edge rushers.
Yeah.
Do you feel like they're like explosive first step playing?
No.
The defensive tackles are. Sam Williams, no, has no explosiveness. There's times I've seen it from Donovan Ezeraku, but it's too far. It's not often. It's not consistent. So, mostly, in Fowler, I haven't seen it at all. Fowler,
I don't feel like they're winning enough first step stuff.
No, and Fowler, I don't know. Fowler doesn't look like the same player.
Yeah.
At first I was like, maybe it's just the 13 thing. I need to get used to this.
Sure.
But Dante Fowler just does not look like the same rusher.
I just don't see the explosiveness, that first step.
No, you're right.
Putting guys in bad spots. All right, Clay Martin, false starts would be the second one. That's four to him. It's two and two there. Defensive holding. How about that? Defensive holding. I wonder if it's the defensive holding variety of not letting blockers get up on the second level. We see that, or is it the defensive holding in the secondary?
Yeah, usually the secondary.
Because if you get the defensive holding in the offensive line area, that could be pretty beneficial if you get. I mean, if you're a team running the ball, and all of a sudden your guys are getting held that they can't get second level, that they're so worried about you running the ball that they're holding your linemen.
Right.
So.
That'd be awesome.
Keep an eye on that defensive holding stuff. Unnecessary roughness, they've got two of those. And then the offensive offsides, to me, that's kind of lining up. That's one of those situations. Are you in the neutral zone? Maybe we'll see that this week of whoever's got the Philadelphia game with that tush push.
Yeah.
Lining up offsides. Illegal formation and illegal use of the hands are the other ones that you have to need to be worried about. So nothing about the clock here. Of anything of worried about the time and stuff like that, where last week with Bill Vinovich and that crew, they had a couple of those. But so the ones you need to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Worry about offensive holding, the false starts, defensive holding, unnecessary roughness, and the offensive offsides. That seem to be the ones that
feels like Shoddy's got a pretty good handle on the penalties and the discipline here.
Yeah, I think so too.
Except special teams.
Yeah, the special team stuff is week. Yeah. That's something I kind of the block in the back.
I need Flournoy to clean that up.
Let me ask you this though, real quick on that. Speaking of the penalties and stuff with Flournoy. I was kind of thinking that Tolbert was the one that once Mingo came back was going to be the guy that might be getting replaced. You know what I'm saying? That it was like, it was watch Tolbert here. Watch. Do you think it's Ryan Flournoy?
No, I think you're right. But both will be. Flournoy probably won't be dressing.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But I think that Mingo's going to be taking Tolbert's spot. So I think Tolbert's going to be moving down the line.
But
have Mingo playing more in the reps that Tolbert's getting now.
See, I'd like to see that maybe that Tolbert is the one. But
I'd love that, but they like Tolbert.
That's what I'm saying, though.
I don't know
why
they like Tolbert.
But then again, I can't justify that. You know why? Because Flannoy's not doing anything to make me think any differently.
Well, he's not getting the opportunities, but if he keeps having penalties, like you're right, what you said on Monday, because I want Flannoy to be getting Tolbert's playing time right now.
Yeah.
But it's hard for a coach to give you that benefit when you're out there on special teams and you're getting flagged. So it's like, I need you to clean that up first before I can put you on offense, because you've said it. It's all about the trust.
Right.
How can I trust you on offense to not hold if you're getting penalties for blocking in the back on special teams?
I love the idea of Mingo joining this group, though, and getting out there with Span Ford and Tyler Smith pulling. You're going to bring hell to that C-gap on the right
side,
aren't you?
Absolutely, man. That's the one thing. I meant to ask Ferguson about that yesterday. That span forward is done. I mean, I'm sure he would talk very complimentary, but span forward has been noticeable on tape when it comes to running the football, where the ball's gone behind him and all that. All right, let me ask you guys something. Last week, did you realize this? And this comes from the Giants game. And tell me, is there going to be a carryover from Giants game? This is Cowboys defense. How about this? And I didn't realize as the game was going on, sitting up there watching with you, Chief.
Yeah.
You realize that the Giants were 1 of 5 in the red zone last week?
That was actually yes, because that was like the one thing that you looked at defensively where they actually did a nice job.
Yeah,
because they were scoring on huge plays, so they were still able to score.
Right.
But once they got into the red zone, things just got a little wonky for them. So that was one of the one tip of the cap for the Cowboys defense.
That reminded me of the Marinelli days where it's like they stink 20-20.
Right.
But it's bend, don't break, find a way to make them kick a field goal in the red zone.
Dawson, were you surprised that the Cowboys were allowed the Giants to be 1 and 5 in the red zone?
I guess not really, just because the Giants couldn't really run it in. But, yes, I would have guessed they would have been at least 50%.
And I do think that's a great point. It's your run defense helps you in a big way there.
How about this? The Giants were 0 of 3 on third down in the red zone.
That's why the
1 of 5. Red,
yeah. That,
and they their finally one got was on field. Fourth down?
And one of them was on fourth down. That was a huge play. Huge play in the game.
Sure.
And that's why I would push for trades right now if I'm in that front office.
You know, Dawson,
we're doing a lot of stuff good.
You had me looking into that, and I was trying to look at corners and stuff like that. And I was looking at contracts.
And you know who's available.
Yeah.
What are our options for us?
Yeah, but if you're going to give a one, you make sure it's
got to be like Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
It's got to be an A-plus player.
Well, I think if you're talking about Stingley, you're probably going to have...
I'm just throwing out a name.
I know you are. I know you are.
A top corner like that, you know?
But if you're talking about Stingley, it's likely going to be your own pick. See, that's
But honestly, I'd feel okay about that. I'm talking about a top 3 to 5 corner in football. I can part with that. That's fair to me. That's fair compensation.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you got to give to get. If you're telling me I'm getting a number one corner and Stingley's one of those guys that's in the conversation, is best in football at his position, I'm okay with that.
Even with the guys coming back, you'd be interested in moving and getting a corner? Or does that
is
the coming back guys not doing anything for you right now?
They're not doing anything.
Well, we've never seen Revelle play. Like, you and I like Revelle.
Oh, yeah.
We like
him a lot. Absolutely, yeah.
But I will say we liked Kalen Carson.
And
it's different levels, right? Like, Revelle was a first-round talent. Kalen Carson was drafted on day 3. So, Revelle, a much higher ceiling. I know you love the ceiling of the floor talk.
I love that talk.
But we don't know. Like, Revelle might not end up being good. It is possible that we were wrong about him. I hope we're not, but we can't be putting all our eggs in Revelle's basket. It'd be unfair to him to even do that.
Yeah, Bland coming back will obviously make a difference, but then you're still kind of down one. And so if you were able to get a legit corner in a trade, now you got Bland playing the nickel, Diggs, and whoever you trade for.
But I do think right now, like, Trey Hendrickson, that's getting me excited.
Yeah.
The thought of, like, can I call Cincinnati? And, again, I don't think it would take a one. I really think if I set a second rounder, and maybe I gave them Sam Williams or Fowler and player swapped or something.
Yeah.
But I really don't think it's even going to cost you a one, because he's a rental player, and then you're going to have to sign him on top of that. I don't think you're going to be held up for a one from Cincinnati.
My final thing for you real quick. The Lions on first down averaged 10.7 yards a play.
Whoa!
The Cowboys averaged 5.2 yards a play last week. Cowboys capable of averaging 10 yards a play this week?
Probably not.
First down?
Probably not.
That's one of their
bugaboos offensively right now. I think they got to start throwing the ball more on first down. And if they do that, they can get close to 10. But 10 is pretty otherworldly. I mean, my God.
Dawson, you get 10 yards of play on first down against the Bears this week?
No, I'm with Chief. I think they're too oriented for running on first down. They're going to need a couple of huge chunk plays if they want to average something like that.
Wooly?
Yeah, I can't say they're going to get 10-plus on first. That's incredible. That speaks to just how good the Lions were last week.
Lions were great last week. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank you. We're live Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Your guy Dan Graziano actually did this morning top trade candidates for early in the season chatter.
Oh, sweet.
And he did mention one defensive player. I'd love your thoughts on, Chief. Jalen Phillips, the edge, Miami. Would you want to trade for him? Fifth-year option, no deal beyond this year.
The problem with him right now is he's off another injury, and he was a really, really good player. Really, really good edge rusher. He was a former first-round pick for a reason, but he's had so many injuries. And not to say that he won't get better as the season goes on, but right now, if you watch him today, he's not a guy you're trying to really trade for.
Graziano looked at five teams most likely to add players, and he did not mention the Cowboys. I think that's a shame. I think it's the year to go for it. I really do, looking around this NFC conference. We got two down, two and a half to go, and Sands the man. Jared Sandler joins you next here to preview this Rangers-Marlins series. Maybe we'll get some daily football fix in as well here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.